Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of the RF Sports Radio Show. I'm your host, RF. We got a whole packed album full of information for you guys today on our show today. A big show today. We're going to talk a little bit about semi-pro football. We're going to talk about the NBA. Of course, we got to get into the Miami Heat and if these guys are really crybabies or not. We'll talk about the NBA West as well, too. We got two live guests coming on our show tonight as well. We got Chris Jackson from the Texas Knights. Going to be on with us live, talking a lot about his 10-year career in semi-pro football. We'll talk a lot about that. I also have Dwayne Gordon, the president for the NPFL, coming on the air with us tonight as well, too, talk a little bit about semi-pro football and his league and what it means for here in the state of Texas. So we got a whole packed show for you guys, so make sure you stay tuned in. If you listen to us live on the Internet, thank y'all for listening. Make sure you call in at 323-927-2906 and catch us live if you want to make any comments about any of the stories that we cover. If you want to follow us on the web, go to rfsportsradio.com. You can follow all of our stories there. You can also chat with us live if you go to blogtalkradio.com/rfsports and chat with us there as well, too. As we get our show underway real fast, and bring on my co-host, Royce. Royce, how you doing tonight, brother? Royce, I got you there. All right, Royce, I got you there live now. Okay, RF Sports Radio, we are back live. Had a little technical difficulties there, but we are back live at this point. Royce, are you there live with me? Let's take a quick commercial break real fast. We'll get back reset. You'll be right back with the RF Sports Radio Show.
What's up out there with it, world?
What's up with
it's your boy, Chosen. Man, and I'm back in the building, you dig? And for all of y'all that haven't already done it, you know what I'm saying? Go out there and join IcebreakerProductions.com right now. Support your favorite ICE artist right now. You know what I'm saying? Get a ringtone, get a t-shirt, buy the calendar right now. Or you can even pick up a teddy bear. You know what I'm talking about? We got everything.
Got everything.
Every Wednesday, y'all need to be checking out the Icebreaker Radio Show at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time.
7 p.m.
Well, can you hear it? IcebreakerProductions.com.
Already.
You know what I'm saying? Scroll down to about the middle of the page and click on the player, and you got us. You know what I'm saying? And if that ain't working for you, hop on iTunes and listen to us on the podcast. I ain't tripping. You know, you can get us on anywhere. And if you really want to know what's going down at all times with Icebreaker Productions, you got to follow us on Twitter at Icebreaker Radio. And if
right
you're a Facebook
now.
Lover, hit us up, Icebreaker Productions. You know
right
what they do.
Now.
And for all of y'all that like them live, fresh videos, you know you can follow us on the YouTube channel, Chosen972.
Right
if
now.
If you're feeling the old school and, you know what I'm saying, you still on MySpace, hit us up, 972. We ain't tripping. And without further ado, we're going to go ahead and hop into this album, the reason that you're hearing my voice.
Uh-huh.
You like one of these artists, you know what I'm saying? So get your jam on, get your lean on.
Yeah.
And I'll be back at you later on in the future with more ICE announcements. Already.
Okay, we are back on. Let me bring co-host back on right fast. Royce, you there?
Hey, Rodney, happy here too tonight. I'm glad we got to
I'm glad we finally got it situated over here. Sorry about that, listeners. I don't know what happened here, but it's like the Twitch world went down. The man fell asleep, but whatever happened, we back on and we back live. If y'all didn't hear my intro before, on tonight's show, we have a real special show. We're going to be talking about semi-pro football, the NPFL. I've got Chris Jackson coming on. He's a player with the Texas Knights. He's played 10 years in the league. We're going to talk about semi-pro football. We'll talk about the NBA West. We'll talk about the Miami Heat. We'll find out if these guys are really crybabies or not. So we got a lot to talk about, Royce. I'm glad we finally got everything fixed. We back on, and we get the show rolling.
Yeah, me too, Rodney. You know what tonight is? Tonight is the 40th anniversary of the Ali versus Phil Frazier fight. Matter of fact, 1971, I was getting ready to turn 18 years old, Rodney. We didn't have pay-per-view. We didn't have the HGTV. And the majority of people listened to it on the radio. I actually listened to that fight on the radio. Believe that.
Right.
Wow, that it just amazed me now that I think about it. You know, I was getting ready to turn up 17 years old. And we had a black and white TV. We didn't have color. It just came out. Not too many people had color. And everybody listened to it on the radio. Years later, you were able to go to the theater and view it. You know,
yeah. That
was the first pay-per-view. You can go to a movie theater, some place where they send it by a satellite, and you pay the fee to watch it. So that was actually the first pay-per-view. So that was amazing.
You think about it now. How you think that fight would have did pay per view if it had come on now?
Probably been a half grossing. I mean, it was a big deal back then, man. It really was. Yeah, it was a little bit of history.
Yeah, there you go. We appreciate that one. And of course, we got to talk about a lot about the NFL. We talk about semi pro football. Another football story that kind of broke out today, and I found this kind of surprising. And Tiki Barber is basically already filed to be reinstated back into the NFL, wants to come back and play football next year, Royce. What do you think about this? Tiki Barber coming back? I mean, I don't know what he's going to do for another team. I know a couple of years off for a running back and kind of
have to stay in there.
But
not a good idea, man. Come on, Tiki. You've been in the booth a little bit too long. I mean, you know, that just goes to show you the disarray and the state of the NFL today, man. Tiki Barber coming back. I mean, really, right now, we don't even have football. So, I mean, look at the coaches getting fired this year. So, football is really getting wacky, man. Think about it.
Yeah, I agree.
Tiki Barber 100%. Coming back. Right.
I know. I thought that was the strangest story ever. And a lot of people on the website have been commenting about it all day. But I thought that was strange when they decided to come back and play. All of a sudden like that. I mean, the guy plays running back to take a huge beating. I got to ask Chris about that when we have him on about, you know, how old is too old to play running back, especially in the NFL.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no doubt about it, especially in the NFL. Let's jump to a couple of other quick stories real fast. And in college football, while we're talking about football today, Jim Trestle did get a 2-game ban from the NCAA. This goes back to those violations with Terrell Pryor, some of the other players on the team. They were suspended a few games in the upcoming season because they actually traded autographs, paraphernalia, jerseys for tattoos and all kinds of other crazy madness. Well, Jim Trestle knew about these allegations, knew about the violations also too, but never said a word to anyone. Then reported to the NCAA, then reported to the school the proper way. So he had to get a little slap on the wrist. He got a 2-game suspension. Really no big deal, though, right, Royce?
No, you know, we knew something was going to come down. Slap on the wrist is better than a major punishment.
Well, true.
So I think they could survive 2 games. So I think they'll be all right.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. In other college sports news, we didn't get a chance to talk about this last week because the story kind of came to fruition over the weekend, and that was the BYU story with Brandon Davis. If you guys haven't heard it by now, he got basically suspended for the rest of the year, a season when BYU is having their best season of all time. I think he really be a number one seed when it comes to March Madness and the tournament here in a couple of weeks, or in a couple of days, rather. And they suspended him for the whole year because he violated the BYU honor code.
Now, the
violation that he made, he admitted to, so I respect him for doing that, but he basically had, you know, in their eyes, in their code, it's written as premarital sex.
You can't have
premarital sex with your girlfriend or whoever while a student at BYU and expect to play student athletics or even be a student at BYU. So let me ask you, I mean, me and you both went to college, you know, two different eras or whatever, but we both went to college and we both had girlfriends in college, okay? Is this why I went to college?
You know, that's kind of hard to believe. Here it is, 2011, and, you know, people still look at it that way. But, you know, seen people do worse, and you know, but a rule is a rule. I guess that's what the school had, but it's kind of hard to believe, you know, that people have that kind of way of thinking. And I feel sorry for the guy, but I'm pretty sure he's not the only one. Let it be told.
Oh, no.
A lot of people just didn't tell. You know, so the right thing
for
him was
not the only one.
Right.
No, he's definitely not the only one. We can definitely rest assured of that.
Right.
That fact, he's not the only one.
If everybody came forward, then they have to suspend just right after school. Don't you think so?
I think so.
I think it'd be half the school wouldn't be there.
You know,
right,
but hey, I mean, it is BYU. It is Brigham Young. You know,
right.
One of the comments here in the chat room is saying that he should have just waited until he could get out of school and have as many wives as he wanted. As a Mormon. So
right.
He should have did whatever he wanted to do
right.
at that
That's
point.
True. That's
instead
true.
Instead of doing it in school. So, but I thought that was kind of interesting, too. We hadn't had a chance to kind of comment on that. And that was some quick top story news as well, too. The Cowboys actually went out and watched Cam Newton today. And I guess it was no surprise to a lot of people. They said that they had already planned on going to go see Cam Newton. I mean, should we look into this in any kind of way, Royce? Is Cam possibly going to be a Cowboy, or what do you think?
Listen, after the year Jerry had and the fiasco at the Super Bowl, he needs all the good publicity he can get. So even if they got Cam Newton, it'd be a good boost for the Cowboys.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, think about it. After the year
I've been campaigning for that since Cam won the Heisman. You know what I mean?
Right.
I'm out on Romo. I'm finally out on Romo, but I think Cam will be the guy we can bring in. I'm finally out on Romo. You heard me say it.
Took you 2 years.
Took me a while.
To come around, huh? Right.
It took me a while, but I'm finally out on Romo. Let me bring in our other calls.
We got to have football now.
As long as it goes without football, the crazier I'm going to get. So
right. Yeah,
let me bring
in
our other co-host real quick. Let me bring Rick on real fast. And Ricky joining us now. We had a little technical difficulty earlier, but we're back on. We're back live. Our phone lines are lit up as well, too. First, welcome to the program, man. We missed you over the last couple of weeks.
Man, it seems like it's been a long time, man. Goodness gracious. How y'all doing tonight, man? How's it going? R.L. Royce, how's it going?
Happy Tuesday night, Rick.
Man, another Tuesday, huh? Y'all kind of got a lot of chaos going on right now, don't you?
Oh, man. I'm trying to tell you, the phone lines lit up so quick. It was people waiting before the show even came on, and I think they just overloaded the system or whatever happened. Before we jump into a commercial break, we're going to talk a little bit about minor league, the MPFL, the Minor Professional Football League. Here in Texas, we want to talk about that. But before we do, let me get your comments real quick on this BYU thing. We just got through talking about it. I don't know if you heard, but what do you think about this honor code, this violation? Is this an outdated rule? Are they taking it too far? I mean, what are your comments on that?
Well, I mean, to be honest with you, you know, if that's a rule by that's a school rule or a rule for their program and they stand by it, I'm all for it. You know, whoever it is that decides to join that particular basketball program, I'm sure they got the laws and bylaws. So, you know, violation, they stuck by it, and it seems like it doesn't matter to them who it is. You know,
sure.
So I actually give them a lot more credit because, you know, they are ones to stick by their guns and they do exactly what they say they're going to do.
Right.
Just imagine if that would have happened to a lot of these other schools out here, you know, they would bend the rules a little bit for, you know, certain players. Some players, you know, get more harsh penalty, but, you know, they sticking by it, man. I give them a lot of credit for that, believe me.
Was that an NCAA rule violation?
No.
No, I don't think it's an NCAA rule violation. If it was, boy, they would have issues.
I'm just kidding.
Issues wouldn't even be the answer. It'd be way more the issues if that was the case. Let's take a quick break real fast, guys. We are now back on. Everything's working now. So let's take a quick break real quick. When we come back, we're going to be joined by the president of the MPFL, Dwayne Gordon. He's going to be coming on talking about the league. And I had a chance to go watch the game on Saturday. My buddy Chris Jackson invited me to the game. I got a chance to go. And I got to tell you guys, y'all going to be surprised about this whole football thing, especially in a time where we don't know we're going to have NFL again. I found a great alternative for everybody out there, especially here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. So we'll come back. We'll talk about that. You listen to the RF Sports Radio Show, where it's sports talk from a fan's perspective.
This is RF with the RF Sports Radio Show. I'm here live with my good friend, CEO and creator of LawApps.com, Jared Rice. Why don't you let everyone know exactly what LawApps.com is?
It's a mobilized version of an attorney's regular website so that people can access the site on mobile phones like smartphones, whether it be HTC, iPhone, Android, BlackBerry, or Palm, or any Windows-based system.
So why does an attorney need LawApps.com?
Well, if you have a regular website and people are pulling it up on their mobile phone, obviously they can't see it. So if you don't have a mobilized version of your site, you're missing out on millions of customers. And, you know, for business, that's not a good thing, especially in 2011.
So what's the best way for people to get in contact with LawApps.com?
Go to our website at lawapps.com, and apps is spelled with a Z on the end, not an S. Or they can give us a call at our toll-free number, 1-888-974-6784. That's 1-888-974-6784.
And it's lawapps.com, LAWAPPZ.com. Get your law firm out of the dark ages.
Calling all models, calling all actors, all music artists, calling all comedians and producers. I got a question for you. Have you been having trouble finding gigs, and not just gigs, but paid gigs? Well, if that's you, look no further. Okay. We've got the perfect solution for your problem. Go to WeBookGigs.info right now.
Okay.
Sign up and create your profile. And let me tell you what you're going to get. You're going to get updates about shows and paid gigs sent directly to your personal Twitter, Facebook, email, and your phone. Now, the best thing about WeBookGigs.info is it's absolutely no cost to sign up. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. WeBookGigs.info right now. Right now.
This is RF with the RF Sports Radio Show. Do you have a business, a product, a service, or a website, and you need more customers? Advertise with the fastest-growing internet sports radio show and market your business to sports fans worldwide. Don't miss a unique opportunity to capitalize on the biggest marketing genre in the world. Email me at rfsportsradio@gmail.com. That's rfsportsradio@gmail.com. We have options for every budget, and don't let business pass you by.
Man, Smoke in the City, available now. Album features Blow Fly, Mayhem, Kenfo Jack, and the Grit Boys, with many, many other. Also featuring production from super producer none other than Big Chris. Available now at all of your favorite online retailers, iTunes, Amazon, Napster, Rhapsody, 7 Digital, E-Music, and every other major online retailer that you can think of. Don't wait, go pick up Smoke in the City now. It's blazing.
And we are back live. You're live on with us at the RF Sports Radio Show. We want to make sure everyone listening, tuning in for the first time, make sure you guys always check with us on our website. Go to rfsportsradio.com or follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/rfsportsradio or any of our other team blogs, DallasMadsBlog.com or TexasRangersFanBlog.com as well, too. And follow us there. Let me bring my hosts back on real fast, Royce and Rick. Bring you guys on real fast. I'm going to tell you guys, before I bring Dwayne Gordon on, the president from the MPFL, I want to set the stage real fast. I got invited to come watch a football game on Saturday. It was a semi-pro game. I really didn't have any expectations going besides seeing a good game. But when I got there, I was really impressed. I'm going to be honest with you guys. I really was impressed. These guys got a league going. They got teams in different cities. They played a team from Wichita Falls, a team that actually won a championship last year in their first season as a team and the first season for the league as well, too. But I was impressed, y'all. I'm telling y'all, even though the NFL is on whatever lockout they got looming, they might not have football for a while, I think I found a real good alternative right here in Texas to watch some good football. I mean, these guys are playing like NFL teams. It was NFL rules. Everything was strictly pretty much just like an NFL game. And it was a good game. It was really a good game. I mean, they had owners, they had referees, they had everything, you know, everything just like a regular game. And it was a really good game, so I want to thank them for inviting me out to come out, especially Chris for inviting me to come out there as well, too. But I was impressed, y'all. Have you guys ever been to a semi-pro game or anything like that at all?
Oh, yeah, Rodney. Growing up, man, I used to do a lot of semi-pro teams. I used to watch old Bishop play, man. I'm like this. Football is football, whether it be from the Sandlot to Cowboy Stadium, man. Good football is just good football.
Yeah, you're right about that. And it kind of made me think, well, maybe I can get out there and play. What y'all think? You know what I mean? I mean, hey, man, I mean, I could get out there and play, right?
Boy, everybody see it and they start living the dream, you know? I mean,
that's every young kid's dream.
It takes a lot of talent, I'm sure, right. No matter what level you're playing on. I'm sure it takes a lot of talent to actually be out there.
Well, yeah, that's true. That's true. It was,
you know, kind of
it was a lot of talent.
You know?
Yeah, it was definitely a lot of talent out
well,
there. But
know,
let me bring on our...
If T.T. could come back, why not Rodney?
There you go. I think I got one touchdown run in me.
Yeah, right.
I think I got one touchdown run in me. That's about it, though.
I'm about done.
Let me bring on our special guest real fast. Dwayne Gordon, the president for the MPFL. I got you on live now. Dwayne, how you doing tonight, brother?
What's going on, fellas? How y'all doing, man?
Hey, Dwayne.
Good, man.
Doing good. How are you?
Hey, man, I can't complain. Appreciate you having me on tonight, man.
Yeah, no doubt. I'm glad you came on, especially short notice like that. I'm glad you came on. I wanted to say, first of all, T, man, I was really impressed by the way and how professional you guys ran your league. The teams, the game was good. You know, it came down to really the fourth quarter. So it was a good game to go to. But if you can, talk to us a little bit about the league and how you guys got started and just everything about the league.
Okay, no problem. Hey, you know, first and foremost, man, I'd like to start this off by saying we don't call ourselves semi-pro anymore, man. Years back, semi-pro came and came about, and you had the Dallas Texans and teams like that, man, and they were known for fighting and shooting and doing all the things that, you know, you don't want to see when you take a family to a football game, man. And the funny thing is that it's, you know, still been coming up through the years. Well, I had a couple of teams in some semi-pro leagues, and it was pretty much, as one of your co-hosts said, sandlot, you know, just go in the field somewhere
right.
And play.
Right.
And I started noticing, man, that you're not getting people to actually come out and watch these games. So myself, my co-partner, J.C. Kimmy, and Lauren Williams, we came up with this idea, man. Let's get away from the semi-pro mentality. You know, let's call ourselves minor professionals, which means we're going to act like professionals. Like if you went to see the Cowboys, this is the same type of things you're going to see at these games, starting with the uniform, going to the stadiums and things like that. You know, so we kind of got away from playing – you know, at parks and things like that, man. We got away from people having mismatched uniforms and things
right.
like that. We wanted to present something where if you as a casual fan just happen to pass by this stadium and seen some guys out there playing football, you would actually say, you know what, I can go back and watch another game. This is how you build your fans up. And that's the thing that we've been fighting for since last year when we actually started this league, man, was to get more butts in the seats. You know, and one of our established franchises down in West Texas, named the Drillers, they're actually getting 2,000 fans to their games. Now that
wow.
doesn't sound like a lot, but in the minor professional venue, actually it is a whole lot. A lot of teams only are getting 50 to 60 guys. You was at the game this weekend. How many did you see? You know, and
I remember
we was out there on the field. I'm on the field, and I said, man, they should actually have this stadium packed.
They should, yeah. The game was at Mount View, by the way, and Mount View is a good stadium, especially to watch a game. They had stands, they had press box, had everything that you would find at a bigger stadium. So you're right. I mean, it should have been a lot more fans there.
Well, you know, it comes from teams not advertising properly, and that's one of the things that we're working with the teams on is to learn how to advertise and promote your team. A lot of guys think by – you know, just telling their homeboys and their cousins and their brothers and all them to come out to the game that you're going to get fans. Well, no, those are family members. What we want you to do is go out and get casual fans. So that means you're going to have to go make some public appearances somewhere. Go to Children's Hospital. You know, I'm not saying use Children's Hospital as an aid, but it also helps you to show that you're active in your community. And a lot of these guys are not understanding that. They just kind of say, well, we'll just, you know, deal with the fan, you know, my casual fans and hope that they'll tell somebody else to come. Well, unfortunately, it doesn't work that way. You're going to actually have to go out and do some footwork.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. I agree with you 100%. And I was surprised to find that you guys even have a Pro Bowl game at the end of the season for the players that really are being professional throughout the entire season, championship rings. I mean, talk a little bit about how professional is the minor professional football league.
Well, you know, right now, man, we're still dealing with this semi-pro mentality. So, you know, we're still fighting that. It's still hard to get sponsors to put their money on it. You know, right now we're still fighting against the arena league. You know, they seem to have a little bit more, I guess, because right now it's still a little chilly, I guess, and more people are like, well, we'll just go inside and watch a, you know, a football game. But it's no disrespect to arena football, but I just don't believe in arena football. You know, I was raised 11 on 11. You know, that's football to me. The rest of it is not football to me. That's kind of like, you know, glorified throw-up tackle or something, you know. So we've been working on trying to get this thing away from the semi-pro mentality, man. What we've been doing is we've been promoting our teams through our radio network, Deep End Radio Media. Deep End Media. And also we have a show that comes on Monday night, which is called Saturday Night Lights. And the reason it's called Saturday Night Lights is because most of our football games are played on Saturday. So that show is pretty much dedicated to minor professional football teams. And what we don't do, if we know that your team is basically a semi-pro team, which again, goes into lack of stadium, the way your team is dressed, then we don't too much talk about those teams. We try to get away from that. So right now the promotion of our real established teams is really heavy with us, you know, because we want guys to go see the team out of San Antonio. We want guys to go to Edinburgh and see those guys. You know, we actually have a team in El Paso, you know, so, I mean, it's right now, I mean, again, you know, we're doing everything we can, but we need help, if you understand what I'm saying. We need help.
Right.
It's got to come from inside, but we also need help from outside.
True. We're joined live with Dwayne Gordon, the president of the MPFL, Minor Professional Football League, based here in Texas. If you could talk a little bit about what made you want to decide or your partners decide to have a league versus, I think you told me before you've had a team before in other leagues, but what made you want to get your own league started?
Well, you know, in the other leagues, man, again, it was pretty much here's your schedule, and, you know, if you make it to the championship game, we'll see you in the championship game. And that, to me, was pretty much a slap in my face. Well, here's my $500, and, you know, don't call. I can't call you. I can't ask you about rules. I can't ask you about this. It was pretty much, these are my rules. You follow these rules. That's it. So, you know, seeing how that was ran, it was like, okay, well, first of all, $500 to the common man is a lot of damn money, you know. So if I'm going to give somebody $500, I'm going to need to know, at least
what's
be able to voice
on
my opinion about something. Right, yeah, exactly.
Right.
You know, $500, I can pay my truck note. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, you know, it's one of those things that you see what these other leagues are doing, and you know that you can do it better. I mean, myself, I've been in it for 15 years. And I've owned three teams in 15 years, you know, and now I'm the president of a league, and the way I looked at it was, I'm going to take all the negative stuff that I ran into in those 13 years, and I'm going to build off that negative. I'm going to turn that negative into a positive for all these teams. So that's really the main reason why we actually got it started, man. It was to get away from the same old, you know. To me, I guess, you know, if you guys are from the outside, like you said, you know, you just saw your first game. Well, you had a good impression about that game.
Right.
Well, You just said it on your show. So maybe somebody else will take, you know, like, well, let's go check out one of these games. You know, mm-hmm. so, again, as you say, you know, as me and you were talking about, promotion is everything. You know, so,
sure.
you know, whether you were trying or not, but you just gave us some pub, so I appreciate that.
Oh, no doubt about it. I want to come back. That's why I'm going to give you some pub, because I want to come back. You know, I had a good time. I had a real good time. It is an environment you can bring your family to. You don't have to be a relative or somebody or a friend. If you want to just go catch a good football game, that's the place to go. And they play right here locally. If you could talk about some of the places where the guys do have teams, for those that are listening, we are internet-based show, because we get listeners from all over Texas, Oklahoma, everywhere. So what's some of the places that you guys have teams established at right now?
We have teams in what we call our southern division, which is Edinburgh. We have Rio Grande City, South Texas Bone Crushers, which is down around the Mathis area. We have teams in the west side of Texas, which we have the Drillers out of Midland, the Outlaws out of Lubbock. We actually have a team in Amarillo, where I was actually born, so it's kind of like I'm kind of ready to go down there and see these guys play, you know.
Right.
You know, see if they got what I had. But anyway,
right.
We got a team in El Paso, as I was saying earlier. We got a team in Shreveport, Shreveport Boulder City Knights. We also got a team in East Texas. So right now we're at 20 teams. You know, we actually thought going into our second year. We started with 20 last year. But our policy is so stringent that a lot of teams don't want to come because they know that you have to supply a suitable playing surface. So we could have blew up like some of these other leagues and just took some of these teams in. But
right.
it's not helping our product. You know, so that's where we are right now. I mean, we actually had some guys from Oklahoma that was trying to come in, but they couldn't get their team off the ground. So, you know, again, man, we are trying to expand as far as we can, man.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And since you've been in it for so long, 15 years, I mean, you got to want to kind of, you know, a lot of these players out here, they have aspirations of doing something bigger, greater. Some of them have aspirations just to be, you know, the best they can be in the NPFL. But some of the players that you've seen, I mean, any players that really stand out to you that you know if they had a chance, opportunity, they could get to that next level? They're playing in your league right now.
Well, you know, it's funny, man. We actually got four guys that signed with the Allen Wranglers, which is a paying arena team. Two of the guys actually played for me the last time I owned the team, Jackie Robinson and Martinez Albert. Both of them are starters, you know, as rookies for that team. So it's a lot of talent, you know, that we see every weekend. But what I try to tell these guys is it's not about just your talent. You know, when a scout or a team comes to see you and they're going to put money on you, they want to know how you participate at practice. They want to know if you go to fundraisers. They want to know if you are constantly in the gym. Mm. Because your talent, you know, can only get you so far. But if you're not working out, then you're prone to injuries. And why am I going to put my money on you and then have to pay you the rest of the year and you got injured the first game? So this is one of the things that we've been telling these guys, you know, get into the weight room. And we have a lot of guys that's trying to go back to school and play ball, and we keep trying to tell these guys, get into the books. You know, I don't care if you're reading a dictionary, I don't care what it is, but you need to start getting up on your education, because just because you can play ball, these guys are going, you're going to have to pass some tests to stay in school or to even get into school. So, I mean, every weekend we see outstanding talent, man. I mean, outstanding talent.
Yeah, I
have a question for you.
Go ahead.
Okay. Every major sport, you know, except football, has like a D league or a minor league where guys can, you know, hone their skills and to go professional. You know, baseball has the minor league. NBA has a D league. Do you think this could possibly be a stepping stone for guys to make it to the next step to the NFL?
Well, you know, man, we actually in previous years, we have actually tried to become a farming system for the NFL and, you know, for colleges and things like that. But it goes back to the semi-pro mentality. you know, in right. semi-pro games that were played. When these guys come out to see them, you know, whether they're just a recruiter for the Cowboys or a scout for the Cowboys or, you know, for whoever it may be, they come out to their games and they see fighting and a bunch of cussing and a bunch of unorganized players.
Games.
Guess what they do? They leave.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
and nobody, again, nobody, you know, the thing that we fight with the NFL, you got to think about it this way. These are, as you guys know, right now, this big, you know, thing is going on with them anyway. But it's over billions of dollars. It's over billions. So you got to understand that these guys would actually start their own farming system if they wanted that.
Right.
Mm. You know, so right now, what our main goal is to farm into arena and into college right now. You know, and if it comes to where the NFL will start looking at some of these guys, then it's a bonus. But that's not, you know, right now we know that it's one of those things that may be 10 years from now.
Right.
Sure. Well, all I got to say, man, is I don't know how we can put it together, but like at halftime or something, as long as I can catch a touchdown on Rick and Royce, I'm cool with that. I started my minor league career as long as I catch a touchdown on either one of them jokers, I'm cool. Hey, if you got a quick second, Dwayne, I want to take a call. We got a caller want to call in real fast. He has a question about the league. 1 second. Caller 6037, you're live on the RF Sports Radio Show. What's your comment?
What's going on, everybody out there in RF Sports World? How y'all doing tonight?
Good, man.
Hey, how's it going?
All right, how you doing?
Hey, I just wanted to say, you know, I really appreciate, you know, you getting out there and doing what it takes to give other athletes an opportunity, you know, to continue that dream of playing sports. Besides being injury prone, what would you say is the number two thing that you think is maybe a hindrance into what you guys are doing as league owners?
Well, I think the number one thing, man, is attitudes. You got a lot of guys out here that think they're, you know, Emmitt Smith and Troy Aikman, and, you know, you can't tell them anything, and they know everything. And that leads over, that filters over into the ball game. And when a ref tells these guys something, they want to bark at the refs. So it's basically the attitudes, man, is what's really holding us back. You got a lot of guys. And we've all seen this in every sport. You got guys that's on the blacktop right now that could play in the NBA, but their attitude wouldn't get them there. Well, we deal with that now. We got guys that could play in college, D1, or have been in D1 scholarships, and they get kicked out of school for some reason. Well, guess what? They don't change their attitude. They bring it here. So we have to deal with that attitude. And one thing that we set out to do in the NPFL is to start getting these guys out of this system. Because if not, then every time somebody comes to a game, they're going to see this guy out there acting crazy, cussing, trying to start a fight, arguing with the refs, and that turns people off to the game.
True. Yeah, I agree. I heard you giving that speech right before the game. You talked to both teams, and I got a chance to witness you telling them exactly just that. You know, I had to hammer that point home that, you know what, if you keep on the way, you know, having that semi-pro mentality as you bring it up, you're right. You're not going to have any people come watch the game. No one's going to bring their kids. No one's going to bring anyone to come see two, you know, grown men fighting on the football field when they want to watch a football game. So I understand exactly what you're saying on that.
Let me say this, man. I'm no better than nobody else, and I don't ever want to come across that way. And those guys know me, you know, because of the radio show and things like that. They know me because of that. And they know I'm just a common man. But I made the mistakes when I played semi-pro. You know, I was one of those that was out there cussing and trying to fight and, you know, talking crap to the referees. I was one of those guys. But one of my coaches walked up to me and he said, Dwayne, we actually had a guy sitting here watching you, wanting you to come to the Buffalo Bills tryouts. And when he said that to me, I was like, well, where is he at? He said he left because of what you were doing. Oh, and that has stuck with me, and this was over 10 years ago. And this stuck with me. You know, it's like, man, that could have been my shot. You know, but I blew it because I'm out there running my mouth and acting crazy and acting, as we say, hood and thuggish.
Right.
And you know, I could be a millionaire right now. You know, it's not guaranteed, but it's possible, you know.
True. That's a good point. That's a real good point. before we let you go, man, I want to thank you again for coming on. I hope you invite me to another game. I want to come to every game. Now, if you guys want to keep in contact with the league, what's the best way for them to stay on top of schedules, how to find what team is close to them, and especially the team and also your radio show that comes on Monday too?
Right. The best way, man, is to actually come to our website, which is www. I hope I didn't say too many W's. www.mpflfootball.net. That is probably one of the top minor professional websites out there. You're going to get all the information where the teams are located, their owners, their rosters, stats, all kind of stuff on players in your town, as we like to say over here. Also, you can actually email us, and the email is minorfootballpros with an S at yahoo.com. Or you can just give me a call. You know, I'm always answering my phone. It's 972-765-7834, and I can give you information on teams close to your area.
Or there you go. Let me
say, or if you're a guy that, as you were saying, that you might want to play again.
Okay,
I just want one play, though.
That's
all I want.
Well,
you will not get your money's worth.
Now, please don't tell me.
If you are a guy, and you still want to try to get your football fix on, and you guys can come to the website also, man, and get some team information. The rosters are not locked yet, so you still have the opportunity to get on with a team. But I'm going to tell you like this. Most of our teams are some of the top teams in the nation. Last year we had the number one and number two teams in the nation in our league. So if you've been sitting on the couch for a long time, you might want to wait the next year and get in the gym now. I'm just saying.
Yeah, there you go.
You guys are fully fit and ready to ball. So, again,
that's right.
Hit us up. You know, come to the website, www.mpflfootball.net, and, you know, hit us up, man. See what's going on with us over in the MPFL.
No doubt. And we'll post a link up on our website as well to take them directly to the MPFL website so you guys can stay tuned on that. And also, you guys do live broadcasts of the games too on the show, right?
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, man. I totally forgot about that. Actually, what we do, man, that's part of our promotion. We've been, even last year, I think we broadcast about 14 games. And, again, it's not, you know, like you're watching it on Fox. We don't have 40 cameras, and, you know, you're getting all these angles. We got one camera, and, you know, what we do, our own play-by-play, which is pretty good. So if you guys get a chance, go by and listen to our play-by-play. It's pretty good. It's not Joe Buck and Troy Aikman, of course. But, I mean, it's pretty good. I mean, you know, I can probably get a job doing it, I hope. But
yeah.
Anyway, we've been doing that. We've been doing that since last year, man. I think this week we're going down to Waco, I believe, to do the game out of Waco. So, and then on Mondays again, we got Saturday Night Lights, and you can actually get to that show by going to the MPFL website. There's a link on it because we haven't set up its own website yet.
Oh, good, good. Well, that's what's up, man. I thank you for coming on, man. Hopefully you can come back on another time with us to talk a little bit more about the league as I start getting further into the season, man. But I appreciate it big time.
Hey, man, I appreciate you guys having us on, man. And, again, come by and check us out, man, and hope to see you at another game.
I'll be there, no doubt about it. Let's take a quick break real fast, guys, and when we come back, I got a player that's going to be joining us real quick to talk a little bit more about his career in the MPFL. Then after we get done with that, I got to get you guys' opinions on this Miami Heat deal, Rick. The boys are crying in the locker room, man. That's all I got to say. We'll be right back on the RF Sports Radio Show, where it's sports talk from a fan's perspective.
Tax time is coming, and you know you want your rapid refund as quick as possible. Call On Time Tax Services at 214-431-7853. That's 214-431-7853. Mention RF Sports Radio and get half off on your preparation fees. Call On Time Tax Services, 214-431-7853. 7853 to get your rapid refund on time.
Hi, this is Pastor Monica Wallace. I want to personally invite you to Kingdom Encounter every Sunday at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio. That's blogtalkradio.com/Kingdom Encounter each and every Sunday at 5 p.m. Hear what the Kingdom has to offer you and have your own encounter. That's blogtalkradio.com/Kingdom Encounter Sundays at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time with me, Pastor Monica Wallace, and may God bless you.
This is RF with the RF Sports Radio Show. Do you have a business, a product, a service, or a website, and you need more customers? Advertise with the fastest growing internet sports radio show and market your business to sports fans worldwide. Don't miss a unique opportunity to capitalize on the biggest marketing genre in the world. Email me at rfsportsradio@gmail.com. That's rfsportsradio@gmail.com. We have options for every budget, and don't let business pass you by.
And we are back live on the RF Sports Radio Show. We just was joined by a special guest, Dwayne Gordon, the president of the MPFL. Make sure you guys check them out at mpflfootball.net for all everything they got going on. I thought that was pretty cool, though. These guys got a whole league, got 20 teams already lined up. They're already doing it pretty big, don't y'all think?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And, he didn't say how much the tickets were. What they charge me, I'm pretty sure it's affordable. Take the magnitude on the Saturday, right?
Oh yeah, oh yeah. And like I said, I'm going to set that up where I can catch that run that touchdown on both of y'all. So y'all be ready for that. I'm going to set that up. Don't worry about that.
I'm gonna get my cleats ready for that one.
Matter of fact, Rick, I'm playing heels.
I like the whole idea, you know, of that situation. You know, I've never had the opportunity to go to a minor professional football game. You know, I've done it plenty, you know, going to some of the ABA games, you know, and I really like the fact that they do provide those opportunities for some of those guys that didn't make it, you know, to other leagues. You know what I mean? You know, I mean, it's really up to that guy to really get out there and take advantage of that opportunity. But I like the fact that it's presented there, though.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Speaking of players, I got invited by a player to come out there, so I'm going to give him a little shine real quick. My buddy Chris Jackson, let me bring him on real fast. Chris, you live with us on the RS Sports Radio Show, man. You there?
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah.
How you doing, man?
Good evening, Chris.
Hello? Chris, you there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. You might want to pick up the phone, though.
I got the phone in my hand. Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
I hope you're not the guy that convinced Ronnie to try to play, are you?
No, man. I did that on my own. I did it on my own, man. My own career told me to play.
My career told me to play.
We're joined by Chris Jackson. He is number one of the Texas Knights. He plays tailback, anything really on the offensive side of the ball. He plays all over the field, touches the ball a lot, scored their first touchdown in the game to get them started in the game. So I want to talk to him real fast. First of all, Chris, talk a little bit about how long you've been playing in this particular league or even at this particular level. Talk a little bit about that and how you got started and everything. Hello, Chris, you there?
Well, right now I tell you how I got started. It was 1966.
Chris, if you're there, man, just go ahead and call back in and press one so I can get you back in queue. We'll try to get him back on again. Chris, are you there?
You want me to tell my story?
Yeah, I think he'll call back in.
Well, you know, I'm really interested in seeing Rodney get out on the field.
Man,
you know,
you don't want to see me.
Russ, you go, Russ, you're going to have to get up front.
Yeah, man. Bobby D didn't say
you're
that, man.
You're going to have to.
You're
going to have to get up front, you know what I'm saying, and let him make the move on you, you know. And you go ahead and chuck him a little bit, and when they try to throw him the ball, I'm going to come from the other side and back crack him.
Yeah, I'll bump him on the line of scrimmage. I let him go. You pick him up, you know, in the secondary, and it's over with. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's going to be a big one. I think we got him back on the line real quick. Let's check here. 4066, you're live on the RS Sports Radio Show.
Yeah, this is me. It's Chris Jackson again.
Oh, okay. All right, Chris, we got you on, man. Thank you for coming on, first of all.
I appreciate you having me, man.
Yeah, no doubt about it, man. First of all, I want to thank you for inviting me to the game. And as I talked about before, you did score the first touchdown. You touched the ball a lot. You're involved in the offense a lot. But talk a little bit about how long you've been playing this at this level and a little bit about the team that you're on right now.
I actually been playing for the last 10 years. I actually started, I was 19, but I had my 20th birthday and got welcomed onto the team a long time ago, Mesquite Falcons. I've been in and out of different leagues, you know, minor professional football, also arena football. So, and like the commissioner was saying, you know, arena football, you know, that's hogwash. That's kind of like throw up tackle, which I was just trying something, but I do love 11-man football, and I've been playing that for 10 years. And the team that I'm on now used to be the Dallas Warriors, former champions of the league that we were playing in, the TUFL then, if I'm not mistaken, Texas Football League. But this team that I'm on, the group of guys that I'm with, they're a great group of guys. They got a lot of energy. You know, as the commissioner said, we are working on the professionalism of all the players and also coaches as well. But the team that I'm on, I have a great coaching staff, great players surrounding me. We just need to start gelling, you know, with each other, and I believe we're going to win the whole championship, the whole thing.
Yeah. Yeah, I heard. I talked with the coach. He told me about, you know, you guys won it in 2006, and he felt like I had more talent on the team this year than back in 2006. But let me ask you, though, man, I mean, what inside you really makes you want to keep playing ball? I mean, you're basically doing a lot of stuff that, you know, even me, myself, would love to be doing, still playing ball, still being on the team. You know, what is it that makes you want to keep going out there and keep playing, you know? Because, you know, we're all not 19 anymore. So really, what makes you want to get out there and keep going out there, taking that beating, taking that pounding, and keep playing like that, especially for 10 years?
Well, you know, I've been blessed by God, you know, with the physical, you know, attributes to play football, you know, good health, you know, good exercise, nice energy. The Lord has blessed me with a lot of energy. You know, I am 30, but I feel like I'm 20. So, I mean, I don't feel old or anything or beat up. You know, a lot of people are like, oh, you're 30, it's over for you. You'll never make it to the league. I mean, talk to Chris Winkie and a couple of them other guys that was 29, 30 when they hit the league. I mean, there's no stopping me, you know. So if a younger guy comes on the team, you know, I try to make a good example, you know, for him by showing him how to act, how to present yourself, because I used to be one of the guys that get kind of mad if I'm not getting any playing time or something like that. But now I just sit back in the driver's seat and wait on my opportunity and try to take full advantage of that.
Yeah, no doubt. Now, do you agree with what Dwayne was saying about the biggest hurdle for you guys to get those 2,000 fans in the seats or packed out Mountain View Stadium is a lack of professionalism we're not talking about you in particular, but just about some of the players, newer players on the team. I mean, what do you think is really holding the league back or even your team back from having all those people come to the stadium? You know, is it the attitudes of the players? Is it promotion or what needs to be done?
Well, the commissioner is 100% right, absolutely. He is right. It needs to be a whole lot more professionalism from the players, the coaches. It needs to be more stable, you know, and if you're out there and you're a starter, you need to be acting like a starter. You need to be playing like a starter. If you're second string, you act like you want to be first string. If you're a fourth string, you act like you want to move up, you know. So whoever's on the team, they need to come 100% full speed, full throttle. As I was told in high school, it was 110%. You know, you go over the 100% mark, and, you know, you work as hard as you can work. As the commissioner said, you can't come out here and not work out, think you're going to come off the couch smoking cigarettes and whatever else, or drinking, mm-hmm. and think you're going to make it somewhere. That's not going to work. You know, you have to be professional, you know, and you have to be able to conduct yourself as a professional, or you will never get to the other side. Now, me, unfortunately, yeah. I have not been able to get to that side, not because I was unprofessional or anything like that. You know, I never went to college, you know, which was my fault, you know. Basically, I just kind of, I wasn't with the college thing. I just kind of jumped into the minor professional football league thinking that that could possibly get me in a quicker door to the NFL, which I was mm-hmm. totally wrong because, as the commissioner said, through the years, the unprofessionalism of minor league football has actually turned scouts and things of that nature away from even wanting to come look. Who wants to come look at a game when people are screaming and cursing and, you know, there's kids in the stands and people, you know, family members, moms and dads and grandmas watching the game? You can't be having that. You know, you gotta conduct yourself as a professional in today's world.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. And let me ask you, man, we're joined by Chris Jackson. He's number one of the Texas Knights. You guys can watch them play every Saturday. They play their home games right there at Mountain View Stadium. Let me ask you, though, man, when you score a touchdown now at age 30, do you still feel the same excitement? It's like you were playing Pop Warner. It's like you were playing high school. Do you still feel that same rush when you score that touchdown now that, as you felt when you fell in love with football?
Well, I still have the same excitement, but I'm used to it. I'm used to scoring a touchdown. I expect to score something, you know, because
yeah.
I've been blessed to play the game. I've been blessed to know the holes and, you know, situations on the field where players are, you know, the speed of the game. You know, it's totally different from high school or something like that. You know, it's more of the college, NFL level. So, you know, I try to cater myself around that area.
Yeah,
hey,
I agree.
Chris,
and
tell,
Rick,
right
and
Rick. Tell right now how hard they hit.
They don't hit that hard. I need some more hits. I want to be hit again. Where are some NFL players? I like to be hit by one of them. I like.
But I would say this though. I would say this though. And Rick, you might not, because you ain't been to one of these, and you got to go with me one Saturday. But man, there are some 300 pounders out there that are slamming boys. I'm talking about they're putting them on the ground. 300 pounds.
You
want to get out there and run?
So just to let
you
know, you
want
to
get out there and run through the middle of that. Yeah, of course I do. Let me ask you real quick, Chris, before I let you go, man. Let me ask you. First of all, you know, first I want to thank you, of course, for coming on, and I also want to thank you for inviting me out there to the game. But do you think that, you know, this could really grow? You know, you think it could be even bigger than this right now? You think it's kind of where it's going to be? I mean, you're going to have some fans, some teams. Or you think, how big do you think this league and this team and everything could really be?
Well, I really think it could really, really be huge. I mean, it could have been huge a long time ago. Luckily, there's finally someone like the commissioner that we have now to step forward and try to make this a more professional, real-life, professional-like atmosphere instead of all the negativity and the, you know, the lack of professional conduct as far as the players and coaches go. I mean, because it's not for just the players. It's for coaches as well, trying to fight or, you know, cursing at the players. You know, if you're going to be an example, then you have to lead by example. And leading by example
sure.
means that you take the lead and you show another person how you're supposed to act, you know, and how you're supposed to conduct yourself around others. And I just really
sure.
think the league could be really, really big. And, you know, I mean, I'm blessed for the opportunity to even be just playing football, period. You know, and like I said, this is a great opportunity. But I think with the commissioner, he has his head on straight, and I think that it will become bigger once the players and the coaches realize that this is not just a game anymore. If you really want to make it to the next level, then you have to take that next step to get there, which means change your attitude, be professional, you know, work hard, and you'll get to where you need to go.
Yeah, no doubt. And before I let you go, man, but real quick, what is your advice to a guy that's in high school playing football right now? He may not be a blue chip, you know, guy that can really get into, you know, get a full ride in D1 school or whatever. What's your advice to that guy that just loves to play the game, that's in high school right now, wants to get to the other level? What's your advice to him? And also, what's your advice to that guy that's, you know, 29, 30, 31, 32, but still wants to play, you know, still wants to get out there and play, still in decent shape. But, of course, you know, he's looking at it like, well, I don't have a chance to make it to the NFL, but I do want to play, you know, some kind of organized team sports. So what's your advice to, you know, either one of those guys?
Well, for the younger guy, I would say, you know, take your time, you know, work out, you know, go to school. If you can, get in a JUCO or something and try to work your way up into one of those Division I schools. Don't turn away from the school. The school is the way that you get to the next level, but you actually have to go in there and go to school and do your work, pass your classes, work hard, you know, to get where you want. Now if you were going to get to do the minor professional football, I mean, if I was a kid coming out, at least I'd have some insurance on myself, an insurance policy, just in case I get hurt, you know what I mean? You need something to fall back on. None of this is guaranteed, you know, you're not guaranteed to go into the NFL. You know, they say that stands for not for long. And, you know, so therefore, you know, you just work hard for what you want, you know, and you will get there. But, you know, try to go to school first for the younger guy, that is.
Yeah.
And for the older guy, I would probably say, you know, don't give up on your dream. You know, I'm 30. I'm still, people thought I was 22, the younger guys on the team. I'm like, man, you're 30, God, go. You know, I'm like, yeah, man,
yeah.
You know, I'm 30, believe it or not. I'm 30, and I'm here running fast as you, and I weigh almost 215 pounds with all my clothes on. So, but for the older guy, you know, it's not over. You know, get you a video camera, a bunch of video cameras. Get you like two or three of your a coworker and a couple of family members, have them videotape your games, make you a highlight film, work hard, work out, don't give up, and you will make it there. All you got to do is keep trying, man. Never stop.
There you go, man.
That's what God told me. He told me to never stop running for him. And so regardless
right.
if I make it to the NFL or not, I'm going to always run for God. So I want the
That's
world
right.
to know that.
That's right, man. Well, I appreciate you coming on, man. I look forward to seeing you again in another game. Hopefully we get a win this time, though.
The Viper guys or whatever, yeah, they escaped, but that's fine. You know, the Texas
yeah.
Knights are on the rise, so be looking out, everybody in the league, all the teams. We welcome you. We thank you for your, you know, your challenge and your athletic ability. We honor you for that, but we're going to come play hard every time.
I know that's right. Yeah, that's right. And you guys got a game coming up Saturday. I believe you guys are playing a home game, if I'm not mistaken. I play the Lone Star Pit Bulls on Saturday. So we'll put some information on the website about how they can come check you guys out and where to go get tickets and all that good stuff. So y'all check out rsportsradio.com. You can see some more stuff about Chris right there as well, too. Man, I thank you for coming on, man. I appreciate you inviting me out there, too.
Oh, not a problem, man. Anytime, you know, you like fam, you know, so you always come out to the game whenever you feel like. And also the game is in Carrollton this Saturday, just to let y'all know, Josie Ranch Complex. I don't know exactly what time yet, probably 2 o'clock. But
okay.
Be there, be square, it's going down.
It's going down.
All right, good luck, man.
Good luck, man. All right, let's take a quick commercial break, man. We got a long extended show today. Royce, when we come back, we got to talk about the crybaby heat, man. I got to find out why your buddy's over there crying, LeBron. We'll
what?
Talk about
why,
that when
why?
We come back. Come back to our sports radio show where it's sports talk from a fan's perspective.
What's up out there with it, world?
What's up
with it? It's your boy, Chosen. Man, and I'm back in the building, you dig? And for all of y'all that haven't already done it, you know what I'm saying? Go out there and join IcebreakerProductions.com right now. Support your favorite ICE artist
right now.
You know what I'm saying? Get a ringtone, get a t-shirt, buy the calendar
right now.
Or you can even even pick up a teddy bear. You know what I'm talking about? We got everything.
Got everything.
Every Wednesday, y'all need to be checking out the Icebreaker Radio Show at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time.
7 p.m.
Where can you hear it? IcebreakerProductions.com. You know what I'm saying? Scroll down to about the middle of the page and click on the player, and you got us. You know what I'm saying? And if that ain't working for you, hop on iTunes and listen to us on the podcast. I ain't tripping. You know, you can get us on anywhere. And if you really want to know what's going down at all times with Icebreaker Productions, you got to follow us on Twitter at Icebreaker Radio. And if you're a Facebook lover, hit us up, Icebreaker Productions. You know what they do. And for all of y'all that like them live, fresh videos, you know you can follow us on the YouTube channel, Chosen972.
Right now.
If you're still in the old school and, you know what I'm saying, you still on MySpace, hit us up, 972. We ain't tripping. And without further ado, we're going to go ahead and hop into this album, the reason that you're hearing my voice.
Uh-huh.
You like one of these artists, you know what I'm saying? So get your jam on, get your lean on.
Yeah.
And I'll be back at you later on in the future with more ICE announcements. Already.
And we are back live on the RF Sports Radio Show. And bring my co-host Royce on real quick. We have an extended show tonight because on Thursday night, we actually will not be live on the air. We'll be doing a replay of this show on Thursday night because Thursday we'll be watching the Dallas Mavs take on the New York Knicks. And we'll get to see the Carmelo, Amari, their team live in effect. So we'll be doing a few things from live at the stadium, but it will be a replay of tonight's show on Thursday. So we have an extended show tonight. Before we go, Royce, we got to talk real quick about this big story. It's the biggest story on our website right now. And that's the Miami Heat. You know, if you guys ain't heard by now, the coach really kind of let the cat out of the bag. He came out after a loss. They first of all were up by 24 against Orlando. Mm. Orlando came back and beat them.
Drove.
Then they went to they got drove. Then they went to San Antonio. Got drove even worse by 25.
Wow.
They haven't won a game yet. Tonight they lost to the Trailblazers at home. And, I mean, apparently they were so emotional about these losses, although it's just regular season. I mean, these guys are not in the playoffs, not like they lost game 7. And the coach came out and said, yeah, it was some guys in there crying. Okay, so, Royce, let me ask you, who was in there crying? They haven't said who, but who do you think was in there crying?
Okay, first off, right, let me see. I saw Kobe cry. I saw Michael cry. Bird, Magic. Oh, that's right. They won a championship. You're not supposed to cry during a regular season. Come on, man. You know, like I said, David Hovland lost the championship. You can cry, man, but come on, man. I did that in high school, man. But it just shows the weakness of this team, and they
right.
do have weakness. We always talked about this. You know, you have the big three, but other than that, you have nothing because – these guys have
right.
been averaging 28, 30 points. I mean, this is between Wade and LeBron. And and even 20 from Chris Bosh. They still can't win. So, this team is really not ready to make a run for the championship. And, you know, but anything can happen. You know, they will make the playoffs. But anything can happen. Most teams now at this point are really on the road. They're going in the opposite direction. That's my opinion.
Well, one thing I do hope that comes from all the media backlash they're getting because of this crying in the locker room or whatever the case may be, because you're right, you don't act like that during a regular season game whatsoever, number one. Number two is, you know, I hope that they get so mad about all this talk, about all these people making fun of them, that they go out here and actually win some games, you know. I mean, because they're not winning games. I mean, winning is the best deodorant in sports. You know, you could be the worst team in the world, but as long as you win it, no one would ever know. No one would ever know. You could be as emotional as you want to. You could cry all you want to, but no one would ever know if you just start winning games. And there's got to be something said about them not being able to beat the good teams, the teams that they're going to have to beat to win a championship or to make it in the playoffs. They can't beat Chicago. They can't beat Boston. They're having trouble with Orlando. I mean, how good is this team going to be come playoff time if they get so emotional about the regular season? I mean, what is it going to take? Who's going to have to step up on that team and say, you know what, we got to stop crying, we got to win some games? I mean, who is that going to be?
Well, I think it's LeBron trying to, but like I say,
I think the big three is just not enough. You got to have role players. And other than those three, I don't see anybody on that team just kind of fitting in. Hasler's out. Maybe when he come back, he'll be that extra guy. But
yeah.
but I don't think they're just ready for the running for the championship. But who knows?
No, I don't think so either.
You know, once the playoffs start, everybody's even. They may be on start rolling in, you know.
Yeah.
So, you know,
yeah,
still
no
but not in regular season.
Yeah, not in regular season, not at all. So if you guys listen to us out there in Miami, come on, guys, pull it together. Let's grow a pair. Let's get out here and get the ball on the road because we want to see a matchup with you guys in the playoffs if you can get there and if you can get out of the first round. So I don't think right now they can get out the first round, but that remains to be seen. That's been our show for tonight, man. It's been a great show. I want to thank everyone that came on. I want to thank Dwayne Gordon, the president of the NPFL, for coming on. I want to thank Chris Jackson for coming on as well, too, from the Texas Knights. It's been a great show. If you guys want to go back and download the show, go to iTunes, do a search for RF Sports Radio. You can download it, keep it on your iTunes player, keep it on your phone for future reference, or always check our website at rfsportsradio.com and follow us there. Follow us on Twitter on Thursday so you can follow us at the game. Go to RF Sports Radio on Twitter or go to twitter.com/DallasMavsBlog with two G's and follow us there as well, too. We thank everyone for tuning in. We will see you guys later on in the week. We may have a special show on Friday, so do stay tuned. It's been the RF Sports Radio Show with sports talk from a fan's perspective. Thank you all for tuning in.